This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. It's easier than ever for state officials to close a Texas public charter school thanks to a three strikes and you're out law passed in 2013. Here's a look at one operation in North Texas, Honors Academy, that lost its charter but has sued the state to reopen. The signs were there all year. The Texas Education Agency put Farmers Branch-based Honors Academy on notice a year ago that its charter would be revoked. It said the school failed to meet academic or financial standards 3 years running. Honors, like the other five charters around the state given notice, appealed but lost.
And that revocation was effective June 30th, 2014.
Dieta Culbertson with the TEA says Honors opened anyway this past semester, with hundreds of students at campuses in Farmers Branch, as well as Dallas, Fort Worth, and four other towns.
Since the beginning of the 2014-15 school year, Honors was operating as a de facto private school, but falsely holding itself out as a public charter school, which is a violation of the Texas Education Code.
Honors lawyer told school leaders it had a strong case to stay open. Then, earlier this month, the TEA swooped in to lock Honors down. It's more than 600 kids, most of them low income, and some 75 teachers had to find other schools after Thanksgiving. Retired Waxahachie Superintendent Bobby Parker was installed to run Honors.
This is one of the first times that the state of Texas has actually gone through this extent of a process after closure was ordered and after revocation of charter.
As Honors' new superintendent, Parker's not dealing with students, but inventory, like he's overseeing a bankruptcy.
One of the unfortunate things that we've had to do is secure the buildings, change the locks on the building because of potential vandalism, looting, theft. We've got 30 vehicles. We have cartons of paper. We've got desks. We've got chairs, laptops, and projectors. We have a massive amount of equipment.
And Parker says that's just state assets. He also has to study the books to find where federal dollars went.
One of the things we were always taught in administrator school, you just don't fall out of noncompliance when you're dealing with federal funds.
Honor's lawyer, however, says, hold on.
If they win the appeal that's pending before the Austin Court of Appeals right now, they will reopen.
Kevin O'Hanlon is Honor's lawyer who sued the state, saying the charter school was unfairly treated. He argued the three strikes law, part of Senate Bill 2 that gave lawmakers more power to close charter schools, should not apply. That's because he says scores in the 2011-2012 school year, when the new statewide STAR test was used, shouldn't count. O'Hanlon says every Texas public school that year got a pass, but not Honors.
And that was the sole reason why they were terminated. The use of that data was prohibited by the express language of Senate Bill 2.
So Hanlon is optimistic. He says the case comes up in appeals court this April. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.